Good evening to everybody. I would like to discuss this evening dissolving a frozen item, taking something out of the freezer and using it on Shabbos. I would also like to discuss the inverse situation, the opposite, and taking a liquid and freezing it. If you have water that you want to make into ice, or if you have a liquid juice, something that you want to turn into an ice, the children want to eat, have some ices on Shabbos, and the way to do that is by taking some sort of liquid, orange juice of sorts, and putting that in the freezer and turning that into a frozen item. Would that be permitted or not? So let's talk about those two scenarios. The source of this topic is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Nun Aleph, which is paskened in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chaf. The Shulchan Aruch is essentially a direct quote from the Gemara: "Hasheleg v'habarad ein miraskim osam." A person is prohibited from taking snow or taking ice and chopping it into pieces. In order, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Lechatichos dachos kedesh yazuvu meimav." It's prohibited to do so in order to allow the water to come out from the snow or allow the water to emerge from the ice. So it seems that the ultimate or the real reason for prohibition here is not the chopping and is not breaking apart the ice and the snow, but it's rather the fact that water is going to ooze out of the ice and out of the snow. That certainly can be concretized in the next halacha in Siman Shin Chaf, which is mutar l'shaber hakerach kedei litol mayim mitachtav. A person is permitted to chop or to break a place where ice is fully encapsulated, for example, a lake or a river that is full of ice, and you want to break through the ice in order to get to the water, in order to wash your hands. That is actually permitted because you're not breaking ice in order to get the water out of the ice, but you're rather breaking the ice in order to get to the water, which is under the ice, similar to what we discussed in some of the prior shiurim relating to opening up a bag. I'm not opening up the bag for the bag itself. I'm not interested in using the bag as a place to store the item per se, but I'm simply interested in getting to the contents of the bag, and the fact that I'm ripping apart a bag is inconsequential and secondary to the contents in the bag themselves. The same thing is true. It's permitted to break through ice in order to get to the water. Now, indeed, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah quoted here, does point out that there are certain opinions that when it comes to a lake or its river, would be prohibited because maybe that would be considered binyan or stira, building or destroying. However, most Achron and Mishnah Berurah points out, Magen Avraham itself also notes this, quoting from a very, very long list of Achron that the Shaar HaTzion mentions, that most Achron do say that it's actually permitted. There's no concern about breaking through ice in order to get to the water because you want to use the water per se. But the issue that we're dealing with is chopping and breaking apart ice in order to use the water that's emerging from the ice that's being chopped itself. Not that you're getting to the water through the ice, but rather when you're taking apart the ice and you're squeezing the ice, or if you're squeezing the snow in order to get to the water, to use that water, that is going to be a problem. Now, the Gemara is quite silent in terms of the reason why this should be prohibited. But it is a major machlokas Rishonim. Three opinions in the Rishonim as to why this is actually prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Beis here in Siman Shin Chaf notes two opinions of the Rishonim as to why it's usher, and we'll go through those two, and we'll see how we'll deal with making ice and dissolving a liquid on Shabbos proper. The first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah quotes is the opinion of Rashi. Rashi says that this is usher, and I quote Rashi's language verbatim: "Didami l'malacha, breaking ice and breaking and dissolving snow is prohibited to do on Shabbos because it's similar to a malacha. Shibore hamayim halalu, you're creating this water, v'asr midrabanan." So Rashi is very, very cryptic here. He doesn't tell you what malacha, which iser of the 39 lamitas malachos asuras one has transgressed when you're squeezing snow or where you're chopping water in order to use the water that's being chopped. Rashi just says it's like a malacha because you're creating water by doing this malacha, and therefore it's rabbinically prohibited. Many achronim question and wonder which malacha is Rashi referring to, and why is Rashi being so cryptic? Why is Rashi not telling you what exactly the malacha is? certain achronim understand that indeed it's the melacha of makeh d'patish, that you're finishing off a process. That means that I'm interested in water. The way to get to the water is by squeezing the snow or by squeezing the ice or chopping the ice. And therefore, it's similar to melacha called makeh d'patish, which means completing a action. The way to complete an action in this scenario when I want water is by squeezing the snow or chopping the ice. Therefore, there are a group of achronim who understand that Rashi is hinting to the fact that this is the melacha of makeh d'patish. Nonetheless, Rashi only says it's prohibited midrabanan, and it's not prohibited midiraisa. That indeed is the position of Rashi. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam has a different reason, different source as to why the Gemara says prohibited to squeeze snow or to chop ice. Gzeira shema yischot peros omdim lamashkin. Also, the Rambam understands that this is not prohibited in midiraisa, not typically prohibited, but rather it's only going to mean isra d'rabbanan. It's a gzeira, a decree, that one is prohibited from doing this act of squeezing the snow or chopping ice, because maybe you'll come to do schita midiraisa or midrabbanan. You'll come ultimately to squeeze juices of lemons or grapes or pomegranates or any type of oranges that you're going to ultimately squeeze. That's a prohibited melacha. It's called schita, which is a told of dash. And as a result of you squeezing the ice or squeezing out the snow, we're concerned that you might come to do another act of squeezing the sort of schita on Shabbos. Is one of the lamitas melachos, a derivative of the melacha of dash. So therefore, that's what the reason behind the Gemara's prohibition of chopping ice and squeezing snow. They have two opinions, Rashi and the Rambam. Either it's a makeh d'patish or it's some iser d'rabanan, according to Rashi, or it's a gzeret d'rabanan, a iser of the potential or the possibility of you being over the iser of schita. Now, both Rashi and the Rambam understand that what you're doing here is a proactive iser. You're doing something with your hands. The way that you're getting water or creating water is by squeezing the snow or by chopping the ice, thereby creating some new creation, and in this case, it's indeed water. So here, certainly, Rashi and the Rambam both agree, or both of them understand that the tzad hashavah, the equilibrium between both opinion of Rashi and the Rambam, is the fact that a man is doing something creative, productive, and with your own hands, you indeed are doing a malacha, a creative labor on Shabbos. The Shaar HaTzion, which are the footnotes of the Mishnah Berurah, notes that he left out a third opinion, and that's the opinion of the Sefer Trumos, which the Ran quotes in that sugya in Shabbos and Daf Nun Aleph. And the Shaar HaTzion says, Hishmatati tam denolad. I left out the third reason, not Rashi's reason of Dome Lamlacha, which might mean Makeh B'Patish, not the reason of the Rambam that it's like Schita, but a third reason, Nolad. Nolad is also an Issa D'Rabbanan, and Nolad is something that is being created. Even though I am not actually doing something, the fact that it is being created passively is also Issa D'Rabbanan. Here, even though when I'm taking the snow and when I'm taking the ice and I'm chopping it, there I'm doing a proactive action. And Rashi and the Rambam have each of their independent reasons for a prohibition. But the Sefer Trumah says, even if I don't do it actively, but rather I create a scenario where passively the snow is going to melt or where passively the ice is going to melt, it is going to be an Isser and Isser of Nola. There's a very fundamental difference between the reason of Rashi and the Rambam that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and the reason of the Sefer Trumos, which the Mishnah Berurah does not quote. Rashi and the Rambam understand that here the Issa, the prohibition of chopping ice and squeezing snow, it's also because I'm doing a proactive action. I'm doing something with my hands, and I am being creative, and I'm doing something with my own two hands, as opposed to the Sefer Trumos, who understands that this is even utter to set up a scenario where snow or ice will melt by itself. That also is us, even though I'm not proactively doing something, but it's happening itself. I'm creating a situation where some inaction is happening by itself. I've created a circumstance where something is going to melt. That, says the Sefer Trumos, is Usser, and that's the Isser of Nolad. However, the Shaar HaTzion, the footnotes of the Mishnah Berurah say, he did not bring that reason. Why not? The HaMechaber lo svir le midihitir neged hachama. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, earlier in Simon Shinyur Ches, that is the Simon on Hilchot Bishul, cooking on Shabbos, permits one to do such an action. And the example that the Shulchan Aruch brings in Simon Shinyur Ches, Sif Tezayin, is that it's permitted to place a type of kugel. The Shulchan Aruch refers to it as in panda, or the Gemara's language is pashtida. It was some type of doughy or bread kugel that had a shuman, that had some form of oil in it, and it was a item that essentially was yavesh, it essentially was dry. And however, because there's oil in it, it can theoretically ooze out of oil. And the Shulchan Aruch rules that if you want to use that item on Shabbos and it's cold, you could place it next to the fire, and the fire has a heat, which is yatzo, let us suppose, somewhere between 110 and 160 Fahrenheit. Even though this pashtida and the oil, which is inside of this kogo pashtida or antenda, will ooze out of oil, nonetheless, says the Shulchan Aruch that that's permitted. So what the Mishnah Berurah understands is that certainly the Shulchan Aruch, from the fact that he allows you to place this kugel, which has oil, which is going to drip out, and which is ultimately going to be a liquefied item, which is going from a solid yavesh item to become a soft or a liquid form, if that's permitted, certainly there should be no reason that the Shulchan Aruch should prohibit placing a ice or a item that is solid that ultimately become liquefied. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch says it's permitted to do so with an intanda, which shemen, which oil will ooze out of, the same thing should be true when it comes to ice, that also if it is in a situation where it is being melted by itself, not that I'm actually squeezing the ice or squeezing the snow, but if I'm to place the ice or place the snow next to a space where it is hot or where it is heated or where there's a fire and it happens by itself, that says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch should permit because it's no different than the case in Siman Shin Yurches Sif Tazayin, and just like Antanda is permitted to ooze out its oil, so too ice itself as well. So essentially you have a opinion of the Shulchan Aruch which prohibits it based upon Rashi and the Rambam, only if I'm doing it proactively, if I'm squeezing out the snow or if I'm chopping the ice. If I do something proactive with my hands, it's going to be prohibited. But if I do something passively, if I put the snow or if I put the ice next to a heating space or next to a heating element where there is fire that is at a point, which is yatzo, let us go, then it's going to be permitted. How do we paskin? Do we go with the permission or the permissibility that I can place something next to a flame that's yatzo, let us go, and it will melt itself? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it is permitted. However, the Ramah here in Siman Shin Yurches Sif Tazayin notes that the minag is lahachmir, the custom is to be stringent, and therefore one should not even allow something to melt by itself, and therefore nolad lichatchila is something that is prohibited. You should not place your ice, or you should not place a item that has come out of the freezer and place it next to the fire in order for it to melt and in order for your frozen soup to become into a liquid, even though it's happening by itself. It's a passive act. All I've done is taken a soup or ice from the freezer and placed it next to a hot stovetop that has a blech. I'm not putting it on it, of course, but I'm putting it next to it. Within a matter of hours, it will melt, and maybe even it will be room temperature and possibly hot. That, says the Ramah, is prohibited because lechatchila, ideally, the custom is to be stringent. And the reason for the stringency, the Mishnah Berurah points out, is based upon the opinion of the Sefer HaTrumos, which is the fact that even though something is being done passively, I've created a passive situation, it's still going to be prohibited. So lechatchila, whether we're talking about ice, or whether we're talking about snow, or whether we're talking about an item that's in the freezer that has the ability to go from a solid to a liquid, even though I'm not proactively squeezing it, just like the ice or like the snow that I'm using my hands to squeeze out, nonetheless, if I'm creating a situation where naturally and passively a solid will turn into a liquid, that is actually prohibited. The minug is lahachmer. However, there are a few exceptions to this rule, and the Ramah notes one of them, and the Mechaber notes a second. The first is the makom soreich yesh lismoch asvara rishona. The Ramah adds, after he says the custom is to be stringent, that in times of need or in extenuating circumstances, one is permitted to allow something to melt by itself. When we say that nolad is usur, passively creating something, that is prohibited, the custom of the Ramah. However, in a time of need or under extenuating circumstances, having a lot of guests come over and you need a particular soup to be ready, and you forgot to take it out of the freezer on Erev Shabbos, in such a situation, it would be permitted to allow the soup to melt by itself next to the hot flame. There's no problem with that in under extenuating circumstances. Of course, extenuating circumstances depends upon the person. depends upon the time, depends upon the situation. It's hard to give a blanket leniency or situation to define what makom tzarich is, but I would say that important guests or a situation where one needs to give a child something in a liquid form, where it would be difficult to do so otherwise, then it would be permitted. But that is a room for leniency. Now, that leniency doesn't exist to actually squeeze snow or to chop ice, because there you're doing it proactively, physically, with your hands, and there it's a creative action. That way is absolutely positively prohibited, like the Shulchan Aruch said in Shimon Shinchot, they can't chop ice or squeeze snow. But when it comes to the nolad aspect, the reason for permissibility would be if it happens by itself, naturally or passively, that would be permitted. There is another situation that the Mechaber himself notes in Simon Shinchav's test, where one is also permitted to rely on allowing something to melt. And that's as follows. The Mechaber says that even though it's prohibited to squeeze snow or to chop ice, however, no sein hu l'soch kos shel yayin o mayim v'hunimuach me'elav eino choshesh. A person is permitted, for example, to take ice and place ice into your drink on Shabbos in order to allow your drink to get cold or colder to a temperature that you're comfortable, that you like and desire to drink it. And that is fine. How is that fine? It's going from a solid to a liquid. The ice is going from a solid frozen element to a melted form. However, the Rishonim explain, and the Mechaber understands as well, that the reason that it's permitted, because it's not nikar le'inayim. You're not doing something where it is obvious that something is being melted. It's simply happening in a natural way, and there, in that situation, that's not going to be prohibited. That is absolutely permitted, because in that situation, it's not clear, it's not obvious that it's happening, and it's happening by itself, and therefore it's permitted. The Shulchan Aruch, therefore, and the consensus would seem to be, on a practical level, that if a person wants to take something out of the freezer and it should go from a solid to a liquid, that that's only prohibited in a situation, or that's always prohibited in a situation where you are going to actively squeeze it out or to do something with your hands in order to allow it to go to be a liquid. However, if it's happening by itself, if you're merely taking something out of the freezer, you're taking a frozen 2-liter drink out of the freezer and you want it to melt and to be able to be drunk, if it's happening naturally and you're not doing it with your hands and you want to place it next to the flame, l'chatchila we say that you should not do that. You can take it out of the freezer and simply put it on a table or on a desk or in the kitchen where you're not placing it next to the fire where it's going to be placed in room temperature and it's going to happen by itself. So there you're not doing anything. It's happening by itself. You're not even placing it next to the flame. But placing it next to a flame would be prohibited lechatchila. In a situation where there's a need, we will allow you to even place it next to the flame itself. That's when it comes to dissolving a solid to a liquid. When it comes to taking out, for example, a challah or a kugel from the freezer, and there's no liquid in that item itself, and you could eat it, it would be uncomfortable and difficult to eat frozen. It's not meant to be eaten frozen. Challah is not meant to be eaten frozen. Challah is meant to be eaten when it's not frozen. But nothing is changing, essentially and fundamentally, when you take your challah out of the freezer and place it on the table. It looks the same, it acts the same, it might taste different, but that is absolutely fine. The prohibition here that we're talking about is nolad, is creating something. I haven't created anything when I take a challah out from the freezer and I put it onto my table. It was cold and it was frozen before, and now it's no longer frozen. However, it's the same piece of challah. So therefore, when it comes to solids, there is no problem of taking a frozen item out of the freezer, waiting for it to cool and or room temperature, and eating it. The only time it's prohibited is when you're going from a solid to a liquid. Let's talk about the inverse situation now. When you want to go from a liquid to a solid, when it comes to freezing something in the freezer. So certainly this is the inverse, and it should also be prohibited, either because of the reason of nolad, most probably because you're creating something. It's not srita, certainly, because you're not squeezing something and you're not juicing something. Maybe it's makib apatish, maybe you've created a new entity, you've gone from a liquid to a solid. But when it comes to freezing items, this also would be prohibited. So if you want to make a liquid into a solid on Shabbos, and you want to take your juice and turn it into ices on Shabbos, that is prohibited because of the issur of nolad. However, when it comes to creating ice, also we would follow the rule of Simon Shin Yud Ches Sif Katan Tazayin, that if there is a situation of dire need, if there's a situation where it is absolutely positively necessary, an extremely warm day and you must have your ice, then we would permit you to do it. But to create something, even though it's being done passively and you're not actively creating, you're not building something, simply you're taking a liquid from the sink, for example, and you're putting it into the frozen ice cups or whatever it is, or you're placing it into a cup or you're placing it into a container, you're putting it into the freezer. So I'm not actually building something by myself. The cold air and the freezer and the freezing element is allowing that to take place. So in that situation, l'chatchila, the Rama said, you should not do that. We'll tell you that you shouldn't do it because it's an isser of nolad. Even though it's happening passively, the minig is to be choshesh l'achmir and not to do it. But if it happens by itself and accidentally you did it and now you want to use it, we'll tell you that's okay. Or in a situation of absolute need, it is absolutely fine as well. Just to add, the opinion of Moshe Feinstein is quoted in a Sefer Mora Shabbos. Moshe Feinstein understood possibly, or as a Shmua, said over in the name of Moshe Feinstein that he permitted one to actually make ice on Shabbos. And his reasoning was that Nolad is causing the creation of a new entity. But when it comes to ice, I'm not interested in ice staying frozen. I'm interested in ice ultimately melting. I'm not interested in staying as a frozen element. I'm interested in the ice. Aiding ice on Shabbos, I don't believe that that is the commonly accepted halacha. I think the commonly accepted halacha and most achronim